This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you.
All right, now praise Him. Yes, the King is here. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Yes, you ought to praise Him right now. You ought to give Him honor right now, because He's worthy to receive all honor. He's worthy to receive all praise. You are here this morning. You got in your car and you made it here. So He is deserving of all praise. Amen. He's deserving of all honor. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. We worship you, God. Yes. Yes. We honor God this morning. And I just want to thank the praise team. What a powerful worship. How powerful was that? Did you not feel the Spirit of the Lord here today? Yes. Yes. Thank you, God. We honor you. Thank you, praise team. Praise God. Honor the King who is in this place. I am so excited, Father God. I just want to honor you right now, Lord. And Father, I just pray that you use me only as your mouthpiece, Lord God. And that you speak to your people this morning, God. Circumcise our ears so that we may hear what you have to say to us today, Lord. And that we not just be hearers of the word, but that we also are doers of the word. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Giving honor to God, who is the giver of all good things. The word says that all good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights. And so it has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with Him. And so He is honored this morning, amen, this afternoon, rather. And I want to honor our pastors, Pastors Joshua and Corinne Swilly. Yes, listen, y'all, we have two of the best pastors. That is no fluff. We have two of the best pastors, and I want to honor them this morning for this opportunity. Whenever I'm given the opportunity to come up here, whether it's offering, whether it's announcements, I always honor God. And I honor you, my Hope family. Thank you for always just making me feel welcome and loving me. You know, anything can be happening, but once I come through those doors, man, I feel loved. I feel accepted. I know I belong. Amen? Amen. And I want to honor my husband and my family. My husband is so supportive. My children. Thank you. Yes, he's extra. Yeah, I know he's extra. And so I want to honor, giving God honor today, amen. And so what month are we in? We're in November, and what is it that we celebrate in November? Exactly, we celebrate Thanksgiving. And so the title of the message this afternoon is Thanksgiving and Culture. Thanksgiving and Culture. And so as we enter this time of the year, and in our culture today, Thanksgiving is what kicks off the season, right? The Christmas season. And I'm sure you've heard the saying that, you know, Jessica said it many times, that Jesus is the reason for the season, right? And so while to some that may sound cliche, but the truth is Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter would not have the significance that they have for us apart from the death and resurrection of Jesus. And so it is the death of Jesus that makes these celebrations so powerful and so meaningful and holds such significance. And so I think it's only appropriate that this time of the season would start with Thanksgiving. As we see in Psalms 104, we are to enter His gates with thanksgiving, and we are to go into His courts with praise, and we're to give thanks to Him and praise His name. Now, I know this passage normally is used to, you know, when we're talking about coming into the house of God, coming into the gates of the house of God. But, you know, gates has a natural and a spiritual meaning. You know, there are gates that we enter to in the natural, and there are gates and doors that we allow, that we can allow to be open in our lives in the spiritual. And so in our culture today, there are many different thoughts about Thanksgiving, you know, and I want to ask you a question right now. When you hear about Thanksgiving, what is the first thing that comes to your mind? And by a show, I didn't even need to ask for a show of hands. Food. Maybe to some of you it's football. Maybe to some of you it's Macy's Day Parade. Maybe you shoppers out there. Maybe it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You're thinking about causing some damage on those plastic cards. And you know, we teach our children that it's polite to say thank you. And so the word thanks has become such a generically used word that sometimes we can lose the true meaning of the word. And so I looked up the word. I looked up the definition. The Oxford Dictionary defines Thanksgiving as the expression of gratitude, especially to God. Now, this is not a Christian dictionary. This is not a Bible dictionary. This is the Oxford Dictionary. Thanksgiving is the expression of gratitude, especially to God. And the Greek word for thanksgiving is eucharistia, which translates to the giving of thanks for God's grace, his gratitude, and giving of thanks. And so we're not saying that there's anything wrong with getting together with your families and, you know, having Friendsgiving and offering, you know, a sacrifice of thanksgiving to God. We're not saying there's anything wrong with that if you do it on the third Thursday in November. We're not saying there's anything wrong with that. But what I am saying is that we must not believe in this culture's attempt at commercializing and the watering down of what for us is not only a spiritual principle, but is an integral, a foundational part of our kingdom lifestyle. And so their way of watering down is where Thanksgiving becomes about a turkey. And yes, while there was a turkey involved, it's not all about the turkey. And we see where Christmas is about a big fat guy in a red suit. Nope. And Easter is about the bunny. But we know that it's because Jesus died for us. That's why Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter hold their significance. And so the principle here is that Thanksgiving is God's idea. Thanksgiving is not a man-made concept. It is not something some man woke up one morning and said, "Ooh, Thanksgiving, let's do it." No. Thanksgiving is God's idea. And the only way that we can truly live a life of thanksgiving in Christ is in Christ and with the help of the Holy Spirit. Now, anything that you need the Holy Spirit and Jesus to do is God's idea. Amen? And so we also must understand that the concept of thanksgiving extends far beyond our earthly culture. And so I want to share a little bit with you about culture. And why is it so important that we understand culture? What is it, first of all? What is culture? And why is it important that we understand it and the part that it plays today? Now, culture is defined as the arts and other manifestations of human intellectual achievement regarded collectively. In layman's term, the simplest term of the word culture is a word that is used to describe the way of life of groups of people. Right? It's the way they do things. And it is an integrated, a unified pattern of human knowledge, belief, and behavior. So culture is outlook, your attitudes, your values, your morals, your goals, and the customs that are shared by a society. Now, it's important that we understand culture because culture can shape our awareness. Culture can shape your perception of how you see things. It could change your perception, your outlook. Culture can change the meaning of words. And not only can culture change the meaning of words, culture can create new words. Now, I'm sure there are some words that you might be able to recall when you were growing up meant one thing, and now they mean something totally different. And as a matter of fact, when you look them up in a dictionary, it has the dated definition and it has the current definition. And culture can create words. Up until about, what, I would say 5 years ago, we didn't know of a word like woke. Right? And it is a noun, and the meaning is a state of consciousness. Now, because of what's happening in culture, a group of people got together and they said, okay, we need a word that gives the simplest definition of the state of consciousness. And so the word woke was created. And if you don't know about woke, then you need to be woke. And so culture is always changing. And Hebrews 13:8 tells us that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so while culture is always changing, our God is the same. When you prayed to him yesterday, he's the same God that you prayed to today, and he's the same God you're gonna pray to tomorrow. So while culture is changing, it's fickle, our God is not. He is stable ground. And because he is stable, yes, amen. Because he is a stable God, we can have faith in him. Amen. We can take him at his word. And you know, I have two children. My son's 21, my daughter's 23, and they're pretty cool. At least I think they are. And so in my attempt, when I'm having conversations with them, in my attempt to sound cool, I would use one of the words I'm thinking is still in, and then I would get this blank look. And if you know my daughter, Janae, she can have a conversation with you with just her facial expressions. And so I would get this, she would get this look on her face, and I'm like, what? And she's like, Mom, we're not using that word anymore. And I'm like, but what happened? We were using it just yesterday. What happened between yesterday and today that the word has lost its coolness and I can't use it to get cool points? But it's an evidence that culture is always changing. I heard a sermon by Pastor Chichi Bismarck, who is the wife of Tudor Bismarck, where she said that the church is usually about 20 years behind in regards to what's going on in the world. And I guess that caught my attention because I work with Youth for Christ for a short time, and their motto was, we are anchored to the rock, but we're geared to the times. And so while we may not be part of this world, we know that this world is not our home. We're just passing through here. We must be geared to what's going on in the world because we were put here with intention. God put us here so we can make his name known. He put us here so we can be the light that would guide people to him. And so you can't have an impact on something you don't understand. And so in order for us to have an impact on this world, we must have an understanding and a discernment of what's happening in our world. Because when we don't, it leaves us open to attack. Right? It leaves you open to attack. And we just finished a series on dealing with your demons where in the third installment, Pastor Joshua and Miss Margaret shared with us how ignorance is the enemy's number one weapon. And so when you're ignorant, you're leaving a door wide open for him to come and to tell you what it means to be cultured, what being culture is. And if you're not discerning what's going on, he can even come and tell you what is part of kingdom culture. What does the devil know about kingdom culture? He don't know nothing about kingdom culture. We are the ones that know about kingdom culture, and thus we're the ones to tell the world what kingdom culture is. Amen. And so we cannot look, nor can we allow culture to define these biblical principles for us, these foundational truths for us. You know, it would be like dealing with a spiritual problem in the natural. You know, the word of God says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal weapons. We have to use spiritual weapons to fight a spiritual battle. And it's the same thing as trying to understand spiritual things with our natural minds. We can't. You can't do that. To understand that which is spiritual, you need to put on the mind of Christ. Amen? Amen? And so we cannot leave ourselves open to attack because we are ignorant of the culture of today. Kingdom culture takes precedence over all other cultures. Whether it's the culture you were born into, the culture you migrated to, or the culture that you've adopted, or the culture that you see on TV and you think is cool and you want to be a part of. No, kingdom culture takes precedence over all other cultures. All other cultures, amen?
Amen?
And so let's take a look at what Thanksgiving is, right? Since we're coming on this season, we're celebrating Thanksgiving. We need to have an understanding of what Thanksgiving is. What is biblical Thanksgiving? And why is it so important to God that we have an understanding of it? Thanksgiving was a vital part of the sacrificial system in the Old Testament. If you look at the book of Leviticus, it talks about bringing sacrifices of praise to God. And Leviticus is the book where, you know how you say, okay, I'm going to read through the Bible this year. I'm going to tackle it. I'm going to start with Genesis. And Genesis is like watching a movie. You know all this happening, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Esau and Rachel and Leah and Isaac. And it's like watching a telenovela or a soap opera. And then you get to Exodus. Exodus is about God redeeming and freeing his people from slavery. And you see Moses making excuses. Well, I can't talk. And God's like, okay, then, well, take Aaron with you. He can talk. But when we get to Leviticus, man, Leviticus is a book of instructions and warnings, and there are warnings for violating those instructions. But we see in the book of Leviticus where God wanted to teach the Hebrew children about Thanksgiving, and so they had to bring a sacrifice of Thanksgiving to him every morning and a sacrifice of Thanksgiving to him every evening. And this was important to God, that they understand, that they have a clear understanding of Thanksgiving. And it's important for us today also to have a clear understanding of biblical Thanksgiving. What does it mean? And so this was God's way of reminding them. And the first thing God wanted to keep them reminded of, and he wants us to be reminded of, is number one, that he was God. He is God, and that he is to be honored as God. We are to honor him as God. Psalms 50:23 says that, "But giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors me. If you keep to my path, I will reveal to you the salvation of God." And so the principle here is that thanksgiving honors God, and it keeps you on the right path. Now, whenever we see path in scripture, that ought to get our attention. Because if there's a path, that means you can get off of it. And so we need to be very careful to not get off the path of thanksgiving, because it honors God, and it keeps us on the right path. And thanksgiving will open those doors that complaining will keep shut. If you wonder why there's some doors in your life that has remained shut, check your thanksgiving. Thanksgiving will open those doors that complaining will keep shut. And number two, God wanted to keep them and us reminded that we can depend on him because he is our source. It is to him that we go to for everything. Every good thing that we have is because of God, because he is our source. And so Psalms 92, verses 1, 2, 4, and 5 says that it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. It is good to proclaim your unfailing love in the morning and your faithfulness in the evening. You thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy because of what you have done. Oh, Lord, what great works you do, and how deep are your thoughts. And you will find that when you are a person who is thankful, when thankfulness, thanksgiving becomes an integral part of who you are. When it is something that you do without wavering, you find that you are a more positive person. When was the last time you heard a negative person be thankful? Because negative people relate to things as to how it's affecting them. And so there's no outlook. It's about them. And so thanksgiving will make you a more positive person. It will make you a more gracious person. It will make you a more loving person. And it will make you a more humble person. Because when you're magnifying God, you're minimizing yourself. When it's all about God, there can be no room for you. And so in magnifying him, we minimize ourselves. And so if you struggle with pride, you might want to up your Thanksgiving game. Amen. Amen. And Thanksgiving, thirdly, is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says that, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ." Do you belong to Christ? Let me see your hands. How many of you belong to Christ? Then it is his will for you to be thankful. And you know, I noticed Paul didn't say that we're to be thankful for all circumstances. You know, he says to be thankful in all circumstances. So what that means is that there are some things that we go through in life that, you know, evil exists in our world today. And all you have to do is turn on the TV and see the evil that exists in our world. While we are not going to give God thanks for the evil that exists in our world, but, you know, we could give him thanks because we know that in all circumstances, he's working on our behalf, right? When evil strike, we can still be thankful for God's presence, for the good that will come out of those situations. And so we can give him thanks in the midst of crisis because of who he is. And who is he? He is the sovereign Lord. He is the one who is in control of everything. Everything is under his control. From beginning to end, he is in control. Amen. And it is he who created us. We didn't create ourselves. And so that means everything about us is in his control, is under his control. And he is the Savior, the one who will deliver us in the midst of our crisis. He's the one who delivers us in the midst of our crisis, and he gives us the strength that helps us to persevere. We can give him thanks in the midst of crisis because of what he does. He gives us strength that we can make it through hardships. He provides what we need. Habakkuk 3:19 says, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, and I am able to tread upon the heights." So even when we're going through difficulties, he enables us to triumph. He makes our foot sure. He makes our feet as hinds feet so that we're able to navigate through the tough terrains of life. We're able to navigate through those tough circumstances. So he is to be thanked under any circumstances. God's name should be thanked. We should honor him with our thanksgiving. We should honor him with our sacrifices of thanksgiving. And Psalms 18, 33, 34 says that he makes me as sure-footed as a deer, enabling me to stand on the mountain heights. He gives us the strength that we're able to go through those difficult times that we think would break us, right? I know you've gone through some times in your life you think would break you. I've seen evidence of this. I saw my husband prepare funeral services for his father and the strength. Recently, I saw one of my best friends prepare funeral services for the love of her life. And I marveled at the strength. And I knew it was because God was with them. I knew it was because God was with her that she was able to go through that. And I knew it was God that gave her the strength to endure through that. And so, I don't know what it is that you're going through today, but let me tell you, God, you should thank him anyway. I don't care what the enemy's trying to tell you, because you know at times when we go through circumstances that are hard, whether it's burying a loved one, whether it's a diagnosis that you got from the doctor that knocked the life out of you, whether it's being betrayed by a loved one, whatever the circumstances that you may be facing today, you know the devil likes to come in your ears. He don't fight fair. When you're down, that's when he kicks you harder. And so he may be coming in your ears right now, and he may be whispering nonsense to you about who God is and who God isn't and what God will and what God won't do. Thanksgiving shuts the mouth of the enemy. Thanksgiving will shut his mouth, because whenever he comes to you and tries to gossip to you about who your God is, you start giving God thanks. And you see what? He will not stay anywhere where God's name is being magnified. He will not stay, because the sin that got him kicked out of heaven was pride, because he wanted to be worshipped. And so whenever you start giving God thanks and you start worshiping God with a sacrifice of thanksgiving, he's going to run, because he don't want to have any part of that, because he wants it for himself. But we're giving it to whom it's due. We're giving it to God, because God is the one who's worthy of all thanks. God is the one to whom all honor it belongs to. Amen. Amen. And so I want you to just stand up right now and just give God a sacrifice of thanksgiving, because he is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to receive our thanksgiving, because he is God. And you know what? Even if you were the only person alive, Jesus would still come and die for you. And when sometimes you don't know what to thank God for, start with the most obvious. The fact that you're here today. The fact that you got out of bed today, right? The fact that you were able to get in your car, you were able to drive here. The fact that you were able to press that snooze button, try to get a little more sleep. You are here. Thank him for Jesus, because Jesus died for you so you could be here today. And if you were the only person, Jesus would still die for you. He would leave the 99 and he would die just for you. And so he's deserving of all thanks. He's deserving of all honor. He's deserving of all praise. Amen? Hallelujah. We worship you, God. You are worthy, God. We magnify your name. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for starting us here today, God. Thank you for starting us on our way. You woke us up this morning and we are here. And so we must have a divine revelation of what Thanksgiving is. Not what this culture is telling us, but what we know it is, what the word of God says it is. It honors him. Thanksgiving honors God. And it keeps us reminded that he is God, and that we can depend on him, because he is our source. It is his will for us. Amen? Amen. Amen. And if you would just bow your heads and close your eyes right now, and let this be a moment of reflection. Let this be a moment of reflection. Maybe you've not always been as thankful as you should have. Let this be a moment of reflection. Amen.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in our lives right now, God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, as we start this new series and we're talking about Thanksgiving in a time when we go through the motions oftentimes in the natural, and we have the Thanksgiving feast, but God, sometimes we don't enter in as much as we should to that spirit of Thanksgiving. God, bring us into that spirit of Thanksgiving. And God, as we press into you and we press into Thanksgiving, God, let's walk through some doors, God. Let's walk through some gates, some enter in, Father, to a greater place of relationship with you. Father, that you would reveal to us, God, a deeper truth about who you are. God, as we are on this path of Thanksgiving, as we're walking through doors and we're walking through new gates and we're receiving new revelation about who you are, all because we have an attitude of thanks. So, Father, thank you. And as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, my life isn't where it needs to be with Jesus right now. I'm not sure if I'm at the right place with him. Maybe I drifted away a little bit in my relationship. Maybe I got a little bit complacent, but I need to reconnect with Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you right where you are today. Amen. 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 God wants to touch you. Amen. Right where you are. I see those hands. I see those hands. We can't do it on our own. We can't. We need Jesus. We were all born into a sin problem. A problem that we can't fix. I can't fix it. You can't fix it. But we know the person that can. And his name is Jesus. And he's right here today. And he wants to enter into our lives. He wants to walk with us. He wants to give us the free gift of salvation. That's his love for us. If you lifted your hand, just repeat this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you. Thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you for giving me a new start. Thank you for wiping away all my failures. Wiping away all the times I messed up. And clothing me in your perfection. Now when God sees me, he sees your perfection on me. Thank you for that gift. Thank you for reconnecting me with the Father. Thank you for eternal life. Now teach me how to walk with you. Teach me how to live by your commands. Give me the strength to do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.